Can you tell me what's going to be happening when the torch arrives in King's Lynn?
The torch arrives in King's Lynn just after 12 o'clock. It'll go through the south gates and they'll go into torchbearer mode. So the convoy mode, they'll come through the gates. That's in travelling in vehicles. So they're going to torchbearer mode about the London Porterhouse. And then that's the exciting bit, is the torchbearer mode. And they'll carry the torch all the way through town. Torchbearers carry the torch 300 yards and pass on to another torchbearer. And then they run 300 yards and off on it goes. They go right through the town, through the Tuesday Marketplace. They will pop in at Lynnsport to a schools event that we have going there. But that's an invited event at Lynnsport. They'll come out again and they'll go through South Wootton and they'll go through Sandringham and eventually they'll get to the Ruddams before they go out to Fakenham. So West Norfolk sees a lot of the torch.
Yeah, so it takes in most of West Norfolk, really.
It's very good, yeah.
That's brilliant.
On the day, I think, on the day it will create a lot of excitement and draw lots of people in. Yeah. We've already had inquiries from schools many, many miles away. Mildenhall School rang me to inquire.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there'll be a lot of excitement on the day. And everybody, we hope, will be out waving the torch by. But in long-term benefits, with the Olympics as well, is that we really hope it'll encourage people to take up more activity and get into sport more. We want to see sports centres used more. We want more sports clubs and people joining athletics.
It encourages people to take up
sports. We want people to join the local clubs. Yeah. And that's what the Olympic Games will do for us, I think.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all right?
That would be all right, yeah. Okay.